Kevin enjoyed cutting through Central Park on his way home from school in the afternoons. Usually, he'd go through at 72nd Street, traveling east to west, taking a direct route if he was in a hurry, or going downstairs by Bethesda Fountain if he had some time to kill. Since it was a warm, sunny day, he took the fountain route and then cut north around the lake. It was a spectacular day for early March, and despite being a weekday afternoon, plenty of folks were out taking advantage of the nice weather. Kevin went past the lake into a clearing lined with trees and scattered with several clusters of rocks. This was one of his favorite spots in the city because it had a great view of the residential buildings lining Central Park West, featuring some exceptional architecture. Sometimes he would sketch nearby buildings as the clearing got great light on sunny days. Today, he only had one thing on his mind: warming himself in the sun. Kevin craved the heat, as his thin frame was easily chilled. He didn't look emaciated, but at 6'2 and 180 pounds, he was certainly lanky. His metabolism burned up food so quickly that his weight hadn't fluctuated more than 5 pounds since his growth spurt at 14. Now 16, he had a thin but okay body. While it would have been easy to add some definition by hitting the weights, he preferred running over going to the gym. Running was his first love. Track caught his eye while watching the Summer Olympics when he was 10. Seeing those guys tear through the 100 meters with tremendous bursts of speed was thrilling. They reminded him of The Flash. And what 10-year-old doesn't want to be a superhero? Kevin had the same red hair as the comic book hero, so he sort of looked the part too. Running was also how he fell in love with the park. He lived only a few blocks away and would often take a morning run around one of the loops. Kevin wasn't alone. Several others had the same idea and were lying in the grass or on the rocks. It wasn't surprising since it was the first decent spring-like day after the deep freeze of winter. He hopped up onto his favorite boulder. It was big enough so that when he laid down, his feet wouldn't hang off the edge. He put his hands on the surface of the stone and felt the warmth. He removed the blue school blazer, folded it, and placed it in his backpack. He did the same with his white button-down shirt. After wearing multiple layers for the past 5 months, he was glad to be out of them and enjoying the sun. He stretched out, closed his eyes, and listened to the park. Birds chirped, no doubt thrilled at the sudden turn of the weather as well. Kids laughed and played in the distance. Periodically, the crack of a softball against a bat came from the nearby ball fields. Despite the welcome sounds of spring, Kevin was preoccupied. He needed to get busy on the big college hunt. The guidance counselors were bugging him about picking colleges since he was well into the second half of his junior year. Even his parents had brought it up recently. He wanted to stay in the city and was hopeful NYU would take him. He had solid grades, decent extracurriculars, and expected high SAT scores. Nevertheless, NYU wasn't a sure thing. Competition was fierce. He needed to have backup options that had the drawing and architecture programs he wanted. His mind drifted, and as it usually did, it settled on Javier. He'd met Javier the first day of their sophomore year. His jet black hair, bushy eyebrows, and dark brown eyes had caught Kevin's attention immediately. His thick legs from playing soccer didn't hurt either. He also packed a lot of muscle into his 5'6 frame, and the way the regulation button-down hung off his built chest drove Kevin wild. Kevin dreamed about his pecs and longed to get him out of that shirt. Kevin even considered joining the soccer team as a way to see more of Javier. Fortunately, they shared 3 classes, so they were around each other a lot. 4 weeks into the semester, Kevin missed a day of school coming back late from a trip and used that opportunity to ask Javier about missed notes and assignments. That started a friendship. Several pings on his gaydar later, Kevin took the leap and asked Javier on a date. Javier's hell yeah thrilled Kevin, and just like that, they were a couple. It wasn't long after the first date that Kevin got Javier out of his shirt, and everything else, to mess around. For both of them, it was the first time, but they quickly figured out what they liked.